This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Oh, we're on the road on a Monday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at Franklin Music Hall just hours before the 2025 lottery party. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty damn good today, Spike.
We got to win it.
Listen.
Yeah.
We got one mission today, and let's bring home the freaking flag.
Capture the flag.
Capture the freaking flag tonight. That's what our mission is today, Spike. I'm feeling good. Coming off a good weekend. Listen, the fightings. I'm going to declare something a little later in the show.
Oh!
Whoa!
You start with a B?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Then I found out today, those stinking cockroaches in Dallas. Listen, you Cowboys maggot fans, here's how the tide has changed for you all. We're going to give you the opportunity to ride our coattail into the start of the NFL 2025 season. No longer is it there with you maggots. As America's team, nobody really cares. You're riding the coattails of the defending champs opening night. I'm feeling good today, fellas. Jackie Baseball. You got to be feeling good, too. How at your boy?
Tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm just putting a PSA out for.
Did you like that?
I thought there was a lot of intensity. You brought it.
Yeah. I kind of feel like how other players must have felt when you're running down the field. And so kind of terrifying. Also terrifying to Spike today.
Yep, as you should be.
For every single person calling up. I don't think it'd be a great day to bring up if Jalen an elite quarterback or not.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the reaction that you want.
Yeah, don't test me today.
There's absolutely no laughs allowed on the
yep.
show today. So I'm excited to be here. Bills took 2-3. They had a hangover game on Friday. They came out. They're playing good baseball. Guardians, are they a real opponent?
Yeah.
You never know. Everyone's got a fraud meter up at all times. So a big day. It's time to capture the flag.
215-592-9494. So it is the NBA lottery tonight, and we have, you know, when we retired the lottery party in 2019, I did not think we would ever be here again. We called it in 2019. We called it the final lottery party. Well, here's the
we're back.
Yeah, the final lottery party part two.
So what a bad season.
Yeah, we are here for at the Franklin Music Hall for a sold out lottery party tonight.
I'm excited.
And the lottery is the most, if you're not, like, I know a lot of people have checked out on the Sixers, and maybe you knew the lottery was there, maybe you heard some stuff about it. Tonight is the lottery, and tonight we find out if the Philadelphia 76ers keep their first-round pick for 2025. As part of the Al Horford trade years ago, the Sixers traded a conditional first-round pick to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if the pick is in the top six, the Sixers keep it. If the pick is not in the top six, if it is out of the top six, the Sixers do not keep it. So right now, just for the numbers, the Sixers have a 64% chance of keeping the pick tonight, and they have a 10.5% chance of getting number one.
Okay.
This is, you know, we've been in the process era, as we call it, since 2013. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of important lotteries. A lot of important lotteries. There was the pick swap lottery, in which we swapped with the Sacramento Kings, mm-hmm. which ended up being number three, which ended up being Markelle Fultz at number one. There was the 2016 lottery, which we got number one. Ike, you were at the lottery party for that.
What a night.
Jumped on Mike's back.
Yep, almost threw us all off the second level.
Of Xfinity Live.
All that just to get Ben Simmons.
Yep. Wow. There was a 2014 lottery where we got number three, which ended up being Joel Embiid.
Yes. At least that was positive.
But
seriously, Fritz, all that to get Ben Simmons.
Well, it's true.
That's what it was.
Yeah. But tonight's lottery is the most consequential lottery. It's the most consequential night for the next 10 years, 15 years maybe, of the Philadelphia 76ers franchise. Because if they keep the pick, and even forgetting, like if they get number one or even number two, it is a franchise-altering thing that can happen for the 76ers. If they were to get number one or two tonight, you can take Joel Embiid and Paul George and all these things we've been arguing about, Nick mm-hmm. Nurse for the last, it doesn't, they matter, but you have a future no matter what happens with those guys. If you were to get number one or number two tonight, you get Cooper Flagg, you get Dylan Harper. It changes the trajectory of this franchise for the next 5, 10, maybe even 15 years. If you don't get it, what we're doing essentially next year is running the same thing back and hoping it happens. So here's my question for you, Ike, and my question to you as the listener, 215-592-9494. You get the number one pick tonight. The Sixers get the number one pick. Do you bring everybody back and add Cooper Flagg to the mix, or do you say, we've been given an opportunity to start our youth movement today? You let go of Embiid, you let go of Paul George, and you restart a youth movement with Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, Cooper Flagg, Justin Edwards, Adem Bona, all of the young players you have, you fill them in with some vets around. So do you start the youth movement now, or do you give it one more go with Cooper Flagg in the mix with Embiid and Paul George?
Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm going to tell you where I'm at with Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, for me, unless there was some sort of offer made that I couldn't refuse, it's for better or worse, to Dev Dua's part.
So no getting rid of Embiid.
I ride with Joel Embiid. And here's why. He is a unicorn. His size, his height, his skill set, you're not finding that anywhere else in the league unless you go to Joker, and you're not getting him. So I would even say he's already signed here. He's already on the books. Even if he's a part-time player, if I could put him with Flagg and Tobias.
Oh, wow.
Tyrese.
Wow.
Cooper Flagg and Tyrese.
You can't Jeremy quit him, Kane. Can you? Yeah, you can't quit him.
Let's not get caught up on that. Let's keep moving. Tyrese and Jared McCain, I'm all in favor of that. I here's what I look – so here's a long way to the answer. I view Embiid as a luxury to have, as weird as that may sound. But I'm building my team moving forward around Cooper Flagg and Maxey. Moving forward, I'm just not giving away Joel Embiid. I'm willing to move everybody else, do whatever we need to do, but I'm not going to give away Embiid for a bag of balls. He's worth more to me than he is to anyone else, even if it's just for the sake of him being a symbol of the process. He's one of the greatest players in franchise history. He's a former MVP. I don't need to see him in any other jersey, and I damn sure don't want to see him win in any other jersey. So if he's going to be also ran player and played part-time, then he does it in a Sixers uniform until he can't play anymore. And then I try to build around Flagg and Maxey moving forward with McCain.
215-592-9494. If the Sixers right. win the lottery
tonight. A little bit of
tonight,
both there.
Yeah, the cheating a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you know, but I'm like, man, I mean, I'm not giving away a B for nothing.
If the Sixers win the lottery tonight and get Cooper Flagg, do you start the youth movement, or do you keep Embiid and move forward that way? Jack, what are you doing?
Oh, I think that's crazy. I think you have to move Joel Embiid. And I it's This is your get out of jail free card. This is a chance to hit a reset button. And what I don't want is I don't want Cooper Flagg to be brought in and have the Embiid loser kind of vibes around him from day one. And it sucks to say because Embiid is a great talent. But, like, he has been the face of losing in Philadelphia for the last 5 years, unfortunately. And I just think that this is a chance for a reset off of that. And plus, you bring Cooper Flagg and you keep Embiid here, and Embiid still thinks he's going to be the man. We have this idea that he can, he's just going to be a part-time player. When he plays, he plays.
Well, that's what he'll be, whether his mentality is there or not.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's possible. Because when he's on the court, he's going to think he's the man.
That's fair.
And I just want to rid this team of that and let him start fresh or not. It could take him a little bit longer to get back to high-level contention because Cooper Flagg's not going to come in day one and be an MVP candidate like a healthy Embiid could be. But I don't care. I don't care. I want the loser vibes out of here. I want to restart. I want to start fresh. And, man, Maxey, Cooper Flagg, Jared McCain, not a bad way to restart this thing.
You don't trade away a guy who can play like the best player in the NBA. You just don't do it. And whether they have Cooper Flagg or not, look, Cooper Flagg's not going to be the best player in the NBA. He's not going to be a top three player in the NBA. Tyrese Maxey's not going to be a top three player in the NBA. Jared McCain's not going to be a top three player in the NBA. Justin Edwards is not going to be a top three player in the NBA.
Who the hell is Justin Edwards?
He's on the team. I don't know what your path to getting the best player in the NBA is. If it's whatever your path is, it's not as good. It doesn't have as high a chance as happening as Joel Embiid coming in, playing 55 games and it working. And you might tell me, that it only takes, there's a 5% chance of that happening. You might tell me there's a 2% chance of that happening. You might tell me there's a 1% chance of that happening. All of that is a better percent chance happening than you finding that guy elsewhere.
Nope.
And look at all of the great players in the NBA, by the way, who are great players who aren't that guy. Right? Jaylen Brown is a great player. He's not that guy. Devin Booker is a great player. He's not that guy.
But we've had that guy.
Yes.
And what has it gotten us?
But that doesn't mean it doesn't mean you walk away from it.
Right. I don't mean you just throw it away.
Like, you know, too many times people think about this like they think about a car that is breaking down. And they think to themselves, well, I'll just get a different car, right? You can get a different car. You can't get a different top three player in the NBA. There's no one. They're not just like waiting at the store. So to me, I don't care if they get Cooper Flagg. I hope they get Cooper Flagg. It changes the future if this doesn't work. Yeah. But you keep Joel Embiid until he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
That's just it. You keep him until he can't play anymore. There's to get expirings for him or even pay a pick to get off him. It's not worth it. Let him look. Maybe there's a 1% chance. Maybe there's a 2% chance. Whatever it is, it's a better percent chance than we have of not having him. And that is the sad truth. It's the sad truth. Jack, you just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the other thing with that. The beauty of doing that or having a guy like Cooper Flagg here is that from a financial standpoint, it still fits. These guys are on rookie contracts.
He's going to make $10 million, yes. $9 million.
Yeah, so, but I'm ready for it to be Cooper Flagg's team. If Embiid's here, it's still going to be Embiid's team.
I hear you on that. I hear that part of it.
That's what's going to be.
I hear that. But here's my thing, though. You mean to tell me Embiid, at least I'd want to see Embiid be excited about getting a Cooper Flagg here.
Sure.
And getting that type of talent here.
And have young athletic players around him, you know, instead of broken down.
Older guys.
All right, 215-592-9494. Tonight is the NBA lottery. It is the most consequential lottery for the Sixers in the last 10 years. Could change.
We are back.
We're back, baby.
We are back.
And by the way, we do need number one. If we get number one and we get Cooper Flagg, would you move on from Embiid and start the youth movement now, or would you keep Embiid and put Cooper Flagg alongside him and give him one more chance or two more chances, however many more chances it takes. 215-592-9494. Mike in South Philly. Whoa. Mike in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
I'm in. How you guys doing, man? I'm sitting here listening. We grab number one and we get the flag, man. I'll tell you what. You got to keep on Embiid because he will take you to that next level. Even though he's a big whiner, he's a big...
Sounds like someone that'll take you to the next level,
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I know he's a whole thing to handle. I know he you know, as long as he doesn't bring down players around him,
right?
You know what I mean? Or sad sacking with his big mug on the face of the court, you know?
It's a true endorsement from you here, Mike.
Yes. It sounds like I want to keep him.
That's what gets me agitated with this guy. I mean, you know, I get it. You know, I get it. But, you know, it's just he's like a big baby you're dealing with. But if you unleash him, you got to get something good. Got to get something golden for him. And you still come away with the one or two pick. And you're still holding cards because you still got a damn good team. Okay, you lose on.
Remember we used to say with Jahlil Okafor, we used to
roll out of bed, get
20 or 10. This is actually legitimate.
Except it's 30.
like on a C average day, he could get 20 and 10 with no problem.
Well, 30 and 10. And by the way, Okafor never averaged 10.
Not
even
close.
He barely even got 10 in any game. Yeah.
But I can see either way, it'll be a plus as long as it'll be up down deep, you know, to go forward. Because he would think with the addition to Flag on the team, this would probably be his last chance to probably even go further, you know, into the playoffs or try to get a title or something. But the way the teams are playing now, watching them today on TV, I'd rather see them rebuild and try to build a dynasty or a franchise that's strong.
Mike, are you sure that you're picking the Embiid side?
I don't know, man. I'm just worried about the drama he brings there. You know what I'm saying?
There's always drama. It's the NBA,
yeah,
man.
I don't know. Maybe get him some psychiatrist or something. I don't know what to give him.
Well, this would obviously – appreciate the call, yeah. Mike. I mean, this would obviously have a trickle-down effect based on how he feels about the team moving forward in the youth movement. And if he's willing to be a part of it and he's energized by it and wants to be here, I would absolutely keep him here. But I wouldn't keep him here against his will. In other words, if he's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not up for a youth movement, and he wants to go somewhere, then I'd be like, okay, then we got to go where to move him. Yeah, I would not keep him here if he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, you know what? I don't. If they're keeping him, I don't think they're trading Paul George. I think what they're doing is they're adding. They add Flag. And, you know, Jack was joking about Justin.
I would have been, well, Paul George plays Cooper's spot.
They can play together. I mean, it's.
I want George out of here.
Yeah. He ain't going anywhere, I don't think.
I want him out.
I mean, at least he can shoot. We don't know. Don't know if Cooper Flag can shoot yet.
Well, he's definitely not shooting at the Paul George level.
No, and, you know, it does remind me, I'm not saying that Cooper Flag is Kawhi Leonard. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But when the Spurs had Kawhi Leonard.
And it took Kawhi to become. It took a while for him to become Kawhi.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When Kawhi won his first finals MVP, he was still becoming Kawhi.
Yeah.
And he was on a team with a bunch of other veterans. Remember, Tony Parker was still on that team.
Ginobili
was still on that team. Tim Duncan was still on that team. And it gave him a chance to not have. Jack, I understand what you're saying about making it Cooper Flagg's team, but there is something to be said for. You know, we all love when
the
guy.
That's actually a good example.
There's something to be said for.
Well, hold on, but he was learning from Tim Duncan and Tony Parker.
No, but
and
I'm
Greg
not,
Popovich.
But I'm not.
This is Joel Embiid.
But I'm not talking about learning from. I'm talking about. We all love when the rookie comes in, scores a bunch of points, gets a bunch of assists, and the team wins 24 games. And then we start wondering, well, can they win with that guy as the best player? I would rather have Cooper Flagg figure out how to play next to other guys. He's never going to be a number one option offensively, or at least he's probably 4 or 5 years away anyway.
Yeah.
Like, why are we choosing losing? You know what I mean? I'd rather win some games and let him be on a winning team. 2-1-5.
Don't worry about Coop not shooting. He'll figure it out.
Coop's going to shoot his shot.
Why do you believe he'll figure it out?
Trust our delegation.
Something about him. Trust our delegation. He's going to watch white guys
likes
on YouTube.
To shoot.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, Chuck and Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Here we go.
Hey, listen, what's up, fellas? Listen, I've got some stuff I got to say about this. Let me jump in on this real quick. All right, hey, Jack, what about the Phillies, Jack?
We're back, baby.
Yeah,
we're back.
Yeah, when the Mets coming up.
I know. You texted me over the weekend. Chuck hates the Phillies. It's
Chuck,
very sad.
Chuck, big Mets fan.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. You get your Lindor jersey in the mail yet?
No, I never said that. I hate New York. You know what I mean? I want the Phillies to smash them, but I know reality is reality.
Well,
but
we'll see.
You know, we got this draft lottery going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, this is the most important draft lottery since 1996 when we picked number one, Allen Iverson, the best player to ever come wear a Sixers uniform. You know what I mean? That was the most important draft in the history of the Sixers. This is just as important. I'm not sold on Cooper Flagg as the number one pick. I'm just telling you that right now. Just not. But we get the number one pick. We get Cooper Flagg. Got to let him be go. Got to. And here's why. It's not even about anything that I feel about Joel Embiid. You know how I feel about him. I'm not going to go into all that.
Mm.
It's just about a difference of what I watch on TV and where the NBA is going. When I watch OKC, when I watch, you know, Boston, and how these guys are fleet of foot, they move up and down the court, I just want to see a different team out there. You know what I mean? And I don't want this dark cloud hanging over our heads. We got a chance now to move the page and move on. There's no need to hold on to Joel Embiid no more. He gave us 10, you know, decent years. You know what I mean? You know, our medical staff is not up to par anymore for us to continue to, you know, to rehab him, things that he goes somewhere else where he can extend his career possibly and play, you know, deep into his 30s. You know, where the medical staff is more diligent than what we have here. It's just a lot of things. It's a time when something just runs its course, man. You know, it's a finale. You know what I mean? And I look at OKC, and those guys, Denver, I like the way they move up and down the court, man. And they don't have to wait to offense being around Joel Embiid. You know, he's going to feel some type of way if the offense ain't built around him. And, you know, it slowed the offense down.
Can I ask you something, though, Chuck? I understand what you're saying, but let's talk about the teams that those teams are playing, right? New York isn't a team that gets up and down the court and moves quickly, and they're up 2-1. Denver's not a team that gets up and down the court and moves quickly, and they're tied 2-2 with these other teams. There's more than one way to win in the NBA, you know?
Yeah, but the way that we try to win is proving that we can't win that way. See, I mean, New York is still the book is still being written in New York. They got a guard that can get a basket in the fourth quarter whenever they want, whenever they need to. We don't have that. You know what I mean? We have Tyrese Maxey, but he's no Jalen Brunson. So to compare New York to us in regards to the way they play basketball, it's just totally is different. You know what I mean? Like I said, Jalen Brunson can get you a basket anytime he wants you. So, yeah, that neglects him running up and down the court and playing basketball at a fast pace. I just don't – I think that the days of us building around a center, it just is over. I mean, I just don't want to do that.
How about this? I kind of agree with you. I kind of agree with you. But what if Joel is sort of an accent piece? Right? Like they have this. I don't know if you can, if Nick Nurse can still have an offense where he says, okay, we're going to run an offense that's Joel centric and everything flows around him or through him. If you got young guys, Tyrese, Jared McCann, and you got a Cooper Flagg, I think that's sort of where you go when you try to fit Embiid into that.
But what's he going to do? Rim run?
I don't know.
If he could do that, I would be. If I had that confidence that he would do that, then you know, it'd be
right. You don't think that's what he's going to do.
Rid the stench.
Right.
Because he just come up MVP season 2 years ago. Still think he's that dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you used to tell him you want to take the ball in his hands and go with this young movement. Come on, man. Joel will be better off somewhere else, and the Sixers will be better off moving him. Just let me know that, because it's not going to get prettier when you get Cooper Flagg in here and the team and the city is starting to you know revolve around these young guys.
I tell you what though,
so
Chuck,
she's sitting out.
Here's what I'm prepared to do. If it means he's playing 45 games a year, I take that.
45.
Well, as long as he's healthy in the playoffs.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy in the playoffs. Yeah, the game slows
Kawhi
down.
Kawhi just played 30 games.
Exactly.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Give me a guarantee that he's healthy in the playoffs.
There's no guarantees to anything.
But that's the point that we're making, though.
If you give me a guarantee, okay, 45 games in. Listen, I would never ever say Joel Embiid is not a talented player. I'd be an idiot to say that. He's a very talented player, okay? But it's always been the injuries at the wrong time of the season. It's always been the mentality when he goes into the playoffs to me, you know what I'm saying, that I've questioned. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, if you give me an opportunity where as though he's healthy going into May, June with these young guys, okay, then maybe we're saying something. But if it's I'm injured again, I'm not going to play back-to-backs before you even get into the season, you know, that's the mentality that goes into the locker room. It permeates through the locker room. And everybody, you know, you're the leader of the team. Everybody takes that mentality with them. And then now the season is down the drain again. You know what I mean? I don't need that dark cloud hanging over our heads no more.
I appreciate what you're saying, Chuck. I think we too quickly forget what it was like when it was good here with Joel, and it was a year and a half ago. It was a year and a half ago he was scoring 70 points against San Antonio. It was a year ago he was scoring 50 points in a game in the playoffs against the Knicks. It was a year ago.
Am I taking crazy pills?
No, it was a year ago.
I know
he scored
a year
50
ago.
Points.
Jonathan Kuminga fell on his knee, and everyone says it's degenerative and he's never going to be able to play.
No one says he's never going to be able to play.
But he's never going to be able to get back to being peak Joel Embiid?
A year ago, he averaged 35-11 in the playoffs against the Knicks.
Yeah.
A year ago.
On one leg.
Averaged 35-11 on one leg. On one leg. So I'm just saying I will take the chance of the small chance that he gets through it and is there for the playoffs than whatever the other option is, because I just don't know what the other option is. And I don't think, by the way, I don't think having Embiid here slows down the youth movement. I don't think it does at all. The young guys are still here.
Right.
They're still here. And if Embiid doesn't play, like my position is this. If you're not getting anything back for Embiid, you're not. You're getting role players,
you're not getting,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
If Embiid can't play, then he can't play and the young guys play. There it is. And if he can't play, you just added a guy who's one of the three best players in the NBA. Like, I just think it's no lose to have Embiid here. And I think there is and this is the last thing. Mm-hmm. Last thing. Mm-hmm. Just imagine they trade him away and next year is the year. He gets through, plays 58 regular season games, and whoever gets him through the regular season the way the Clippers did with Kawhi, and he goes out there and he dominates during the playoffs, and we're watching it on some other team. And while we won 36 games with Cooper Flagg scoring, you know, 24 points a game on 38% shooting. Like, I just don't want that.
Are we supposed to be excited about getting Cooper Flagg?
I am excited about getting Cooper Flagg.
Well, he's 38% shooting.
I'm saying if we make him the primary option, this team's not going to be very good next year. Let him learn.
That's fine.
Like, let him learn. All right, 215-592-9494. We're at Franklin Music Hall
back
for the sold-out writes Ricky Sanchez lottery party. Gershon nice. Yabusele will be here tonight.
You threw the sold out to make sure you...
It's sold out, bro. We sold out 3 weeks ago. What do you want? What do you want from me? We sold out 3 weeks ago. Can't get any tickets. Quick. Gotta go and step up or something.
Quicker than BG Live.
It was quicker than BG Live. But it is what it is. You know, it's me versus the camera. What are you talking about?
Did you just wink at the camera? Is that what
Coming up next... Coming up next, the Eagles' first game. The schedule is released Wednesday night, but we do have one game that is on the schedule to talk about. We will talk about that next. If the Sixers win the lottery tonight and they get Cooper Flagg, would you move on from Embiid, start the youth movement, or do you add Cooper Flagg to the mix and give it one more shot? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Franklin Music Hall getting ready for tonight's lottery party. The Sixers' most consequential lottery in years.
Yeah.
Could change a 10.5% chance of changing the franchise forever.
Now that's, so 1 through 4 is all 10.5% chance, right?
I think one of them, 4, I think is difficult for them to get. I think there's only a...
But they evened it out a couple years ago.
Yes, now they flattened the odds.
My lottery lingo isn't as strong as it was in 2017.
Let's put it this way. The worst team in the league, the Jazz, only have a 13% chance of number one.
Okay.
And then the next few, we are 5th in lottery odds right now. So 64.5% chance of keeping the pick and a 10.5% chance of getting number one.
They better at least keep the pick.
They got to keep it. This is not going to be a happy place if they don't keep it.
I don't think this place is going to stand if they don't end up at least the pick.
If they don't get the pick or if they get number one, Franklin Music Hall might go down either way tonight. And the release of anxiety, if we just keep the pick, would be enormous. And from what people are saying, Dylan Harper, I don't watch college basketball, but Dylan Harper pretty solidly in there as number two, would make for an interesting future decision for the Sixers, as Dylan Harper is a pretty ball dominant guard, and the Sixers already having Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain there as well. 215-592-9494. If the Sixers win the lottery tonight and get Cooper Flagg, do you run it all back once more, at least with Joel Embiid, and give it a shot with Cooper Flagg, or do you start the youth movement and move on from Embiid? 215-592-9494. Chris and Devin, you're on WIP.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking the call. Spike, pretty hard to disagree with your conclusion you made. However, I'll ask this question. How do you guys think he did at the Olympics?
Who?
Well, I mean, they don't win the gold without him.
Come on.
Well, they don't.
He wasn't even involved in the Olympics. I mean, nobody even wanted to play with the guy.
What about the Serbia game?
Yeah, I mean, he won the Serbia game for him. Were you watching the Olympics, or is just somebody told
you
about
it?
Okay.
My whole thing is you can't build a team around the guy because everything has to go through him, and he's just not reliable. He's always on the ground. You know, I was a season ticket holder until this year, 3 years. And you don't even want to know how much it was, $80,000 a year for a waste of money. It wasn't even entertaining for the last year.
So I wonder, Spike. With this, you know, getting the number one overall pick, does it make people want to move on even more from Joel Embiid?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I agree. I mean, it's time, guys. Move on. Find somebody who's not one. I mean, is there one guy on Boston who, you know, the whole world has to revolve around it? No. I mean,
but hold on. There's one guy on Denver. There's one guy on OKC. There's one guy on the Knicks. There's like
Timberwolves.
Yeah, the Timberwolves. There's one guy on the Timberwolves. Like this whole thing where if you want to know, hold on, Chris, I'll let you talk. But if you want to, it's all good. If your plan is to be Boston and get like two top 10 players on the team, and then also add Derek White, and then also add Drew Holiday.
And Porzingis.
Like, go ahead. But that's much, much, much harder to do and to accomplish and to build that sort of roster than it is every other team. Every other team gets a best player, and everything circles around the best player. The Celtics are a wonderful team, and last year's team, one of the best NBA teams I've seen, actually. But they're... Building a team like that is nearly impossible.
I agree. Look, I'm not saying you don't have one guy, but you need a guy who's not on the ground half the game. And by the way, one other comment, and I'll let you guys go. My big, I mean, when you're at the games and you're watching him on the bench, you're watching him everywhere, he's not a leader, guys. He's not a leader. He's not the guy that gets everybody motivated and does all that. He's not. And you can't say he is because he's not. Anyway, thanks for the time, guys.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, I think you and I both understand the desire to just sort of release and move on.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at it pragmatically and thinking if the goal is to win a title, then keeping Embiid gives you the best chance of winning a title, at least in the next couple of years. Like I just don't know where that other player is coming from. I really don't. I understand the exhaustion with Embiid, mm-hmm. but I also don't. I still want to, with everything they've put together, I want one more chance at a championship. That's it.
The hard thing with...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With this situation is that it feels like Embiid is a cloud hovering over the team.
Yes. At least for us.
Yeah.
At least for fans. Yeah, I don't know if it is for the team, but
right,
it is for
right,
fans.
Right, that's what I'm saying, for fans. So it almost feels like their excitement can't reach its full potential unless they feel like we have a new era and it's not about Embiid and Paul George. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
People sort of want to feel like they have a fresh start going.
And that's how I've been for the last couple of years. And again, I don't want this to be perceived as I don't like Joel, because I
no, that's oh,
you're just I know because yeah, 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 yeah,
no, no,
he's,
no.
I see him over there.
No, no, no. I understand.
Like,
I
respect Joel. You know, yeah. I think he's actually going to be underrated, and I'm actually ready to move on from Joel so we can look back 5 years and be like, wow, what a player,
and think fondly of him. Yeah,
because right now it's not. No one thinks positively about Joel Embiid. Right. I just want a fresh start, and I know that maybe their title odds go down, but also I think it's really far-fetched to think that he's going to even be close to what he could be. So if you get Cooper Flagg, I just want to maybe just rid yourself of the entire process. People always made the joke of like, well, you know, maybe the process was bad karma this entire time, and I know. You roll your eyes.
People believe that.
It's bad sports comedy. They pissed off the sports gods.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe we gotta rid ourselves completely of the process to get started and get the franchise back on track.
Dude.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a legitimate argument to move on from. It is legitimate. My thing is, If he's okay with being here and he's excited about moving forward, and he's not an anchor on the team, and everything has to revolve around him to where the other guy, he stunts their growth, I'm good with him being here.
But what's your gut tell you about that?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
Neither do I.
I don't know if he would be.
I still think he thinks he's the man.
Right.
And
I think.
And he runs this franchise.
I think I believe that more than I don't
like,
believe
it's kinda, it. Yeah. It's kind of like when you have a star quarterback that's on the decline and they draft that young quarterback.
Yeah.
And some of them stick around, but it's kind of ugly.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, when you, because especially you have to wonder, how is he going to react if we were to get Cooper Flagg? The excitement about
around
Cooper Flagg.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that
maybe start seeing tweets. Maybe start, you know, the windmill dunk he tweets out.
Yeah.
Remember all the good times.
Well, yeah. I do think it'll be an interesting dynamic just from that perspective because he'll be – even for Maxi. Like, people love Maxi, but if we have a new toy, number one pick, that'll be the only player that anybody talks about.
Yes.
You know, for the at least for the next 6
months.
Yes.
Well, especially if it's Cooper Flagg.
Yep. 215-592-9494. If the Sixers get number one tonight, would you start the youth movement?
You think it's the same excitement if it's Ace Bailey?
No, probably not.
I'll keep Joel if it's Ace Bailey or
well, Dylan Harper.
Or Ron Harper Jr.
You know, if they –
or Bryce Harper.
If they get 3 or 4, they could trade back.
Right.
They could. You know, if they don't get 1 or 2, they could trade back. So we have a 10.5% chance of getting the number one pick, but you have a 100% chance of getting a brand new Hyundai if you go to Colonial. 100. No lottery there. None at all. The cars are John Ashdale, the team at Colonial. They have a choice for you right now. It's a good choice at Colonial. Until May 31st, you can have 1 or 2 things. You can either get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. It's 20% off. It's a big number. Or get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. 20% off or $6,500 for your trade for any new Hyundai in stock. And we're talking about Elantras, Tucson's, Ionics, Palisades, more. 20% off. Any new Hyundai in stock or $6,500 for your trade. And to make it even more affordable, you're talking about the best financing anywhere in the business, as low as 0%. Every new Hyundai you're going to get comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, and online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. All right, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Jack, what do we have for the Twitter question?
If the Sixers end up getting the first pick tonight, would you want them to run it back with Embiid and Paul George with Cooper Flagg, or trade them both and start fresh?
What do you think, Ike, the poll is
at? It feels like this may be leaning towards moving on from both guys. So I'll say start fresh is probably 73%.
70%. I wonder if it was just Paul George, like trade Paul George and keep Cooper Flagg and keep with Embiid.
Or just I think Embiid's the bigger question.
Yeah.
I think if you were to rephrase it just with Embiid. But I still think we end up with 63% or 65% saying youth movement? That would be my guess.
And the other one, are you glad the Eagles are playing the Cowboys week one, or do you wish it was another team?
So that announced today that the Eagles will be playing the Dallas Cowboys September 4th, Thursday night, the night where the banner drops at Lincoln Financial Field.
That's kind of funny to do it in front of the Cowboys.
Yeah, I like that it's the Cowboys because – so many times, they've been burying these division games so late in the season. And at that point, maybe the Giants stink or the Cowboys stink or whatever. At least in game one, they don't stink yet. Like, we still think they stink from last year, but the juice from the Cowboys game is there on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So I like, Jack, you just brought up the idea of celebrating in front of them. And I like the glamour of it being Eagles-Cowboys on Thursday night. I don't know. I think it's cool. And do I want to play the Lions or the Rams the first week as we're getting everything together? I don't know. I think I'd rather play the Cowboys at that point. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I see both sides of this coin.
Boy, it's been a big day for you seeing both
sides.
Yeah,
it really has, man. I feel real disappointed in myself.
Yeah, real hedger over here. Yeah. Have a take, Coward. Yeah.
Never had you as a hedger.
I'm just saying, man. You know, I would not have guessed Cowboys as an opener.
It's a surprise. We didn't talk about it. We talked about the Bears. We talked about the Rams. Yeah. We talked about the Lions. We talked about the Commanders. I don't think we mentioned the Cowboys once.
Well, in part because you almost know that Eagles-Cowboys is usually a Sunday night game. So it's an NBC game.
And usually later
in the year. Every year. So we know they're going to be there. So you almost don't expect it to be on Thursday night. But it is a Sunday night NBC production on Thursday night football that weekend, and they decided to go with Cowboys. I would have been okay with the Rams. You know, I don't mind starting off with the Rams. You know, they really feel like they should have beat the Eagles, but I don't even really think it should have been close. It was more so based on what the Eagles did the final 2 minutes of that game with that defense, prevent defense that let the Rams get back into the game. But they have taken that and really used that as motivation this offseason, feeling like they could have been in the Super Bowl. I would have been okay with them. Washington, repeat of the NFC Championship game, would have been okay with that. Jaden Daniels is a fresh face, young star. It's a divisional matchup. It's against a good team coming off of last year. I would have been okay with that. And Detroit, because they wanted it so much, because they have players talking about it, they wanted it. I think it would have been nice for us to talk about what could have happened last year based on what did happen, and that would have given it a little juice as well. But I can't be mad about the Cowboys-Eagles opening up the season.
Oh, no. A little pickle juice game 20.
Yeah, I can't be mad about
later.
That.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a good matchup for sure.
I got to be honest, I was a little disappointed. I saw it come across my phone, and my reaction was like, all right.
Dude, how much of that is painted by the fact that the Cowboys were terrible last year?
Well, they've sucked.
Oh, a lot of it, yeah. A lot of it is that.
They haven't done squat.
Because I'm not excited about the matchup from a competitive standpoint.
No. That's why I wanted the Lions. Like, I wanted the Lions week one because they've been talking all offseason. They think they belong in that game. And I think, honestly, it would have got the Eagles locked in for game one. And I think the Lions being there, they could play all the clips. They can – and. That's a way to rev yourself up off of the Super Bowl.
You worried Saquon might find some other events to go to?
Now that is he going to be a live Ricky tonight? Or is he
you never know.
Party?
You know, we have the invites out.
Yeah. Now, I do agree that leading up to that game, it would have been more of a back and forth what would have been and what should have been if it was the Lions or the Rams.
I actually think there's a little bit more bloodthirst for both the Lions and Rams than Cowboys.
I agree with that. But the matchup of Eagles versus Cowboys.
I get the circus and pomp and stance around it, but
such a
the worst.
But it's just listen. We can all be honest. Eagles Cowboys hasn't hit the same in a long time, and the Lions intrigued me way more. We've done the Cowboys.
We'll play the Lions. There will be a Lions game.
Week one, there's extra juice.
Are you trying to bury?
You know what he wants.
Don't you want the Eagles Cowboys to be revived?
It's not going to be revived. They stink. I mean, revived with who? Miles Sanders' revenge spot? Cook Javonte Williams?
Hey, you got George Pickens.
I know, George Pickens. Dak in a comeback spot? No,
Spike's right. It's the first game of the season, so everybody will be optimistic about the Cowboys.
Yeah, it'll
standpoint.
Be. And even us, I think there's more juice from an Eagles fan standpoint if you put the Cowboys in a situation where, like, it's almost like helping them out, putting them in a primetime spot. I think it makes the Eagles-Cowboys thing a little bit sexier because of it being in that spot as opposed to, December 8th when the Cowboys are 6-6 or whatever it is.
These thinking Cowboy fans come out when this team is on national TV regardless.
Oh, you know they'll be out.
They do, and they'll definitely be out that night. And that's why, one of the main reasons why I do like this matchup is the unveiling of the banner.
In front of them.
In front of them.
Now, that will be cool.
I do appreciate that.
You got to show it to Micah.
Yes, I do appreciate that part of it.
Let Micah Parsons know what it's like to be a winner in case he doesn't get his contract
settled. I don't know if the league was thinking about this, but this is, a petty thing to do from an Eagles viewpoint.
You think Lurie bribed the league to let him do it?
I don't know if they thought about this, but unveiling the banner for being defending champs that night, that's good to do in front of the Cowboys.
Yeah, but you know it's not right? doing it in front of Miles Sanders, who has a deal with Saquon Barkley, who he backed up at Penn State. Couldn't get the job done in 22. Now they unveil a banner right in front of him.
So if Jeff Lurie can bribe the league to make game one against the Cowboys, can Josh Harris bribe the league to get us the number one pick?
Yes.
Rig it.
Yes.
Come on, Josh. Pay for it.
Well, and by the way.
Pay for it.
By the way.
They already rigged the lottery once.
The Jazz don't need another white guy in Utah.
No, come on.
I mean, come on. There's
that ain't really worked out very well.
It's the only thing that gets buzz.
I mean, Stockton is still the greatest to ever play in Utah with Malone. I mean,
those two guys. Yeah.
Stockton.
Oh, what about AK-47?
Yeah, and nowhere near Stockton.
Lauri Markkanen?
Nowhere near.
Does it count as a white guy if he's not an American white guy?
Yep.
It does. It still counts.
Counts, yeah.
So we got Luka?
Well, do we have Jokic?
What do you mean?
Well, he's officially a white guy, Luka?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Oh, you confused me when you said we.
No. I'm
right
talking
there.
About delegations.
Yeah, because who was trying to take Cooper DeGene from us last week?
OG Wade.
Yeah, OG. That hands off.
No. Just when a white guy has a little bit of style, he doesn't just leave. You know, he's still. No, Ike.
I respect OG. Yeah. I respect the request.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 215-592-9494. The biggest lottery in the last.
Cooper's welcome.
25 years for the Sixers. It changes the course of the franchise. If the Sixers win the lottery tonight, do you move on and start the youth movement or run it back one more time with Embiid? Give it a shot with Cooper Flag there. Coming up next, Jack, the rumor is Phils are hot.
And Ike, I guess, has an official statement on the Phils.
Oh, that might be next. Are we getting it next?
The
High Hopes Jackie Baseball
The High
report?
Hopes Ike Reese Baseball Report.
You didn't forget about that, huh?
No.
Oh, very curious. Been waiting on it for 52 minutes.
No. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.